Two candidates are on the Democratic primary ballot for the U.S. House 15th Congressional District. One of them is Susan Bossier. WPSU's Ann Danahy talks with Bossier about why she's running and what she thinks needs to be done to help rural economies.
Susan Bossier, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you, Ann.
You're from Indiana, Pennsylvania, and a professor of sociology at the Indiana University of Pennsylvania. Why are you running for Congress?
I'm running because I have been watching changes taking place in this district over the last several years. Increasing levels of poverty, empty storefronts when you drive through the small towns. Increasingly, people that I come to know about who are struggling with multiple jobs to try and make ends meet, and also an awful lot of our grown children leaving the area to find jobs in cities because they can't make a living wage here. Those things, coupled with the opioid crisis, have really called me to step forward, particularly given the fact that the kinds of decisions I've seen coming out of Congress over the last several years aren't helping this district at all, and in fact, I believe, are contributing to the problems themselves.
What do you think Congress has done that has contributed to the problems?
Good Lord. I think most recently the tax reform bill, for example, did not actually reform the problems that we have with the tax law, such as the tax loopholes. It gave a small amount of money temporarily to people who are lower income and middle income, but took huge amounts of cuts from people who were very wealthy and also from corporations. And in turn, put that into the national debt. It stands to go into the national debt over the next several years. And I think that those kinds of things don't bode well for our economy overall. But there's a multitude of them. The efforts to eliminate the Affordable Care Act, which has provided health care for roughly 22 million people who are lower and middle income. They're seeking to eliminate that or undercut it and undermine it. So they're not working on the best interests of people, especially those who are living in the rural districts that are struggling.
You've named creating better jobs as a priority and think government should be able to mm-hmm. find ways to do that in rural mm-hmm. economies. What mm-hmm. specifically would you like to see Congress do?
I think there's a number of things. First off, because of the fact that the world is moving into the information age for the economy, the absence of broadband access throughout rural areas is absolutely critical. It essentially leaves us as a third world nation. People cannot participate in the online marketplace. They cannot advertise or conduct business through the internet. They can't take classes through the internet. They can't manage bank accounts through the internet. None of these things that the rest of the world is doing can we do in rural areas. So the first thing is that we need to ensure that broadband access is available for everybody and affordable for everybody in rural areas. In addition to that, I think there are a number of strategies, some of which have been proposed by the National Small Business Administration, that really could be utilized in rural areas to promote the development of small businesses. I think that working to try and attract local plants from large companies by giving them tax abatements for a period of time doesn't serve us well. They're here as long as the taxes last or the tax abatements last, and then they leave. And they leave people unemployed. And we see lots of examples of that. And then third, I think investing in renewable technology. Pennsylvania has a very long history, District 15 in particular, as an energy producer. And I think there are opportunities from the small business scale and perspective to take advantage of the renewable energy market right now and develop small plants that produce solar panels, for example, or are producing energy for local grids. So there's many things that can be done.
The 15th Congressional District stretches from Cambria County up to the New York border. And
it's, that it does.
It's a large district, and it's
a very
Republican district. And mm-hmm. the ratings, it's commonly rated as a clearly Republican conservative mm-hmm. district. Mm-hmm. Incumbent Glenn Thompson would be the hands-on winner. Mm-hmm. Why do you think you have a shot at winning?
A few reasons. I think that, first of all, it's a reshaped district. So part of the district that Glenn Thompson was an incumbent for before is no longer in the new 15th. And there are some new counties as well that he was not an incumbent for. So I think that that's one issue. Secondly, from what I've been reading and studying, I've been hearing that an increased presence of women and youth in particular could turn the tide in many of these Republican districts. I am part of the activist movement of women that's taking place right now from Indiana County. I see it in other places as well. And the energy behind our campaign is significant. Lots of kids are organizing on campuses. They're seeking to get people to register. And I think that's a plus. Finally, I'm a union member. And I will actively be looking to for support from unions as well. So I think that some of those things, plus it's a midterm election, and I think there's a lot of folks who may have voted Republican in the last election, but are not completely comfortable with everything that's taking place right now, maybe open to an alternative.
In midterm elections, it can be pretty difficult to get voters to turn out. How are you going to address that?
Again, I think that the energy of the youth right now, who are very unhappy with a number of the things that are taking place, is one thing we're looking for. And then secondly, the same kind of energy that led to the Women's March just a little over a year ago is that energy that we're going to tap into. We're seeing grassroots movements that are coming forward, the Indivisible groups in my own county, the new energy work there. I think that there are progressive people, women in particular.
In the Democratic primary, you're running against Wade Jadun. What makes you the better choice?
I think that Wade brings a number of things to the table, in particular his interest in the environment. But why I think that I might be a better choice is because of my background and my expertise specifically in policy. It extends across a number of areas, and I believe that knowing how policy works, knowing how policy structures funding or lack of funding or the conditions under which funding comes, those subtle details can make all the difference in the world between something that may appear to help and something that actually does. And that's an expertise I think that's going to make a difference.
And we have time for one quick question. Your campaign is not accepting donations from corporate PACs, political action committees. Is that something that you would stick with if you were elected?
Absolutely. I think that some of the problems that we're seeing in the lack of responsiveness by Congress to local districts is grounded in the fact that they're not that they're paid for by corporations. And I think that the first need for me and the first focus of my attention has got to be on the well-being of the district. So that's where I'm going to be working for.
Susan Bossier, Democratic candidate for the U.S. House, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Anne.